from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Governor Brian Kemp signed 21 bills into law following a legislative session that saw dozens of measures pass. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
Most of the bills are hyper-local, tweaking a town's charter here, adding this judge there, but two bigger measures were signed into law. HB 316 allows the state to move to a touchscreen voting machine system that prints a paper copy of your vote and updates election laws. The Secretary of State is currently evaluating proposals from manufacturers for these new machines. The other bill would help legalize needle exchange programs that could help cut down the spread of HIV. Kemp has until May 12th to sign the other bills that have reached his desk, including one making most abortions illegal around 6 weeks into pregnancy, and another legalizing the cultivation and distribution of some medical marijuana. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
This Sunday, the Atlanta Legends of the Alliance of American Football were scheduled to play their final home game at the Georgia State Stadium. But after the league suspended operations indefinitely this week, Atlanta's newest football team is no more, as GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
AAF co-founder Bill Polian told ESPN that while the league showed promise on the field, behind the scenes was a different story.
We didn't have the infrastructure to support the business side, and that allowed the costs to get out of control.
With the team now dissolved, some former legends could find new opportunities with the NFL, the Arena Football League, the Canadian League, or the returning XFL, which is debuting next year. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
Meanwhile, the first ever Augusta National Women's Amateur Golf Tournament teed off this week with 72 players from all around the world. American Jennifer Kupcho, who is a senior at Wake Forest, is leading the field. As GPB's Drew Dawson reports, the historic nature of this event is not lost on these women.
The tournament got underway at a course in suburban Augusta. The final round is Saturday at Augusta National, home of the Masters. It's the first time women have competed in an official tournament there. Player Dylan Kim from the University of Arkansas told NBC's Golf Channel.
I think that the magnitude of this event in women's golf is huge. It's a huge step forward. It's very symbolic in a way because the Masters was always a tournament that was only for men and it was extremely exclusive.
More than 20 countries are represented in the field. The Masters tournament begins next week. For GPB News, I'm Drew Dawson in Augusta.